Okay. Morning there, Tim. You know, there's two different radios that I sent you there, right?
Yeah, one was a handy-talkie, one was the mobile. Yeah, I got that. So the thing is that, I mean, you could take the risk of doing it, but, and, you know, sometimes it has to do with, you know, the higher or the lower end of the frequency, but sometimes it has to do with, you know, they changed the chip or they changed the diode or they changed some configuration, and it will wipe it out. So it'll brick it. And if it bricks it and you can't get it into flash zip mode, you're done. So, I mean, I haven't taken that risk on any of these radios yet, and I don't think you want to, too, because, heck, these things are like $500 a pop nowadays, even used. So you keep I'll keep looking. Like I said, every time I see a new firmware, I download it, and then I just check it with Depot. But that number, the model numbers all match, but that TA NAPA number has to match perfectly, and then there's no risk.